Welcome to the Blossoming Moms Show. I'm Jennifer Blossom, a small town mom and occupational therapist passionate about empowering overwhelmed moms to break through survival mode, prevent burnout, and live a life full of meaning and joy. Mama, if you're constantly feeling like you're drowning in overwhelm, overwhelmed with daily demands, stressed by the never-ending decisions needing to be made, disconnected from those who matter most to you, constantly putting out fires all day long, and you feel like you're spinning out of control in motherhood, then friend, you are in the right place. It's my mission to equip you with the tools to completely transform your motherhood. And guess what, friend? We're going to do this through healthy, simple, and effective habits so you can take back control over your life and create more time and more space for those precious moments you're missing out on. It's time to stop surviving until the end of the day and truly enjoy the life you're living. You were not made to be a hot mess mom, but rather a mom who's restored, who is intentional, and lives a life of simplicity in order to savor these fleeting years filled with star-shaped snacks, kisses on boo-boos, and bubbles in the backyard. Each week on the Blossoming Moms Show, I'll bring you inspiring episodes using the science of an occupational therapist and the heart of a mama so you can stop feeling stuck and start enjoying a life and a motherhood full of meaning. We'll talk about everything from faith, healthy living, simplicity, parenting, wellness, and more. Welcome to the Blossoming Moms community. I'm so glad you're here. Now it's time to tune in and to take action. Let's get started. Hey, hey, friends. I have an exciting announcement for you for this week of December. So we have a very exciting rebrand launching in January 2022. That's next month. So we have new products. We have a new logo. We have a very special announcement. And we are closing up the vault of the previous Blossoming Moms line. Yes, this may come as a bittersweet announcement to many of you, but trust me, it is very exciting because we are making space for all new things. That being said, all Blossoming Moms programs are on sale right now. The vault is open and you can grab any and all of your Blossoming Moms programs on sale for our Christmas blowout sale before they go into the vault and they get locked up forever. I know this is a little scary to say because we have spent years and years and years creating these programs, but I promise you we have very exciting things coming in just a month. So we want to give you the opportunity to grab any of your fan favorite Blossoming Moms programs before they go away forever. So these programs include the time management program, the mindset program, simplify your motherhood, and more. You can learn more about the signature Blossoming Moms programs where you can get tools for your mindset and for your motherhood for a fraction of the price for our blowout Christmas sale and before they get put into the vaults forever. So they will not be able to be purchased after this blowout sale. You can find more information at blossomingmoms.co/vault or click the link in today's show notes. If you've been craving some home decor, some decoration, some organization tips, tricks, and strategies, you are going to love my chat with Deborah today. I learned a few things about how we can decorate sustainably, and I never actually put it together that we can create a home that is more clean, that is more green. So this is an interesting conversation. I hope that you love it today, and I will see you back here next week, friends. Same place, same time. Enjoy today's show.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Blossoming Moms Show. Today, we have Deborah Demir, and she is the founder of Demir Design. She's going to help us today map out the foundational steps and some really exciting tips for designing a beautiful, peaceful home. So, Deborah, we're so happy to have you here. Good morning, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Yay, Deborah, I have been obsessed with interior design and just the power that we have to create a sanctuary within our homes. And I think that it can be so empowering for so many moms to realize that it doesn't have to cost a fortune, and it really can transform the feel and just the space of where we spend the majority of our lives. So we're so excited to have you on today. But before we dive into all of our questions, I would love if you could tell our audience more about yourself and your story and really what got you to where you are today.
Sure. Okay. So I am a mom. My children are much older. I have several children. They're in their 20s. And I was a full-time mom till my kids went to school. And when they went to school, I said, okay, I'm ready to start working and do something part-time. And I decorated a friend's home as a favor. And that friend's neighbor called, the neighbor's cousin called, the neighbor's sister-in-law called. And before I knew it, I had all these people calling me to help them with their spaces. And I remember always walking in and telling the first thing I would say is, you know, I'm not a real decorator. And they just kind of look at me and they're like, okay, can you help me with the kitchen? Like they didn't care. You know, it was very interesting. And my business started really, really small, you know, and it just kind of kept growing. And I have been designing now nearly 20 years. And I feel very honored and privileged because I've designed beautiful places now really all over the world. And it's been terrific. And a couple of years ago, I became completely cruelty-free in my business, meaning I don't use anything based with animals, vegan. Mm-hmm. And I did that because my family and I love animals. And my dog is at my feet now. And I said to you before we started, filming, I hope he doesn't bark, you know. We love our dogs. We love our pets. Our life really revolves around animals. I'm on the board of Farm Sanctuary. I'm involved with PETA. I mean, it's a very integral part of our life. And I became cruelty-free in my company because I think I did not want to connect the dots, because when you see the dark side, it's kind of hard to go back. And once you confront things, you know, you can't be ignorant anymore. You can't hide under that blanket of ignorance. And I saw a video on dog leather, and that for me was it, you know, because I knew that leather was also made of dogs, but I guess I never wanted to accept it. And that day I just said, we're no longer using anything animal-based. And it took a while to source things and to really understand it. But what I quickly learned, Jen, was that I had only hit the tip of the iceberg. It wasn't even just about saving animals. I quickly learned it was about laborers. It was about the planet. And ultimately, it was about health, because of all the chemicals and toxins that are used in the skins and fabric industry. It's incredible the amount of chemicals. 30% of a fabric's weight are chemicals.
Wow.
And so I always say, if you weigh 100 pounds, 33 pounds of you are chemicals if you're a piece of fabric. And those chemicals don't just disappear. They go into the streams and the lakes. They stay on the fabrics, and we absorb ourselves, and we wrap our children in our blankets, and we get on our nice cushy leather sofa, and all the formaldehyde and the arsenic and the lead and the chromium is going into our bodies because our skin is porous and we're breathing. So it quickly became about health. And it's been several years now, and it's funny because I'm considered like the cruelty-free and chemical-free expert, which is a wonderful title to have, but I'm still learning every day. Wow. Because there is so much out there, and there is so much greenwashing. Greenwashing meaning that companies are leading you to believe that they're doing something healthy, and they're really not. Mm. And there is so much slick marketing out there that the average consumer believes it. They see nice packaging. They see a couple words named responsible wool, and they think, oh, it's awesome. But it's really not. So my job is to get down and dirty and tell people the truth and try to help them create happy, healthy homes.
I love that. And it is so true. It's the same with eating, right? Like, I feel like we all went through that phase where it was like sugar-free, fat-free, zero trans fat. And it's like, but if you actually turn the package around and read the ingredients, it was just full of, like you were saying, chemicals and garbage for our body. So it's very interesting to hear this perspective on the home front. I know for me, Deborah, this is such a new concept for me. And I guess I never, ever drew the dots together that we can have greener homes in this sense. Like, to me, greener homes always meant like cleaning products, but not the actual, you know, items and things that we purchase in our homes. So I'm so glad that you are spearheading this. And today you're going to share with our audience some really basic tips on how we create healthy, beautiful spaces at home. Why is this so important for our audience? I know as moms, sometimes it feels like, and you're a mom too, so you get this, it can feel, especially when our kids are little, that a home can feel so chaotic. But I think if we really put intentional effort into how we create it and how we maintain it, it is such a game changer. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it's like, there are so many things to consider, but yet it's simple. It really is. Right. So I think what you have to do is first baby steps. I always say Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, we get so many people who email us and call us and they're like, we want to hire you to do this room, this room, this room. I'm like, okay, let's start with one room. Okay. Baby steps, you know, just take your time, especially as busy moms. I mean, I know we can accomplish a lot in a day. I dare anyone. Right.
Right.
But you have to start, just take a breath and say, okay, my goal is to create a happy, healthy home. So my family and myself are going to be strong, be positive, and we want a space for optimal mental and physical development, right? Yeah. That's the ideal space. You put the key in the door, you want to feel good when you walk into a home. Now, you know how sometimes you walk into a space and you feel great? Like, you just like, wow, I love this place. And it's not even anything really special, but you just feel great. And then there are other times you walk into a space and the energy is negative. It's like dark and dank, or even if it's light, it's just not good, right?
Yes.
So when you have a home in your home, the first thing I want you to think about is, what do you want the emotion of your home to be? Mm-hmm. You build around that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll ask you, you'll be my subject.
Great. Cause I'm already thinking of my answer because this is so timely because we're literally moving into our home right now. Mm-hmm. So you go by Deb or Deborah.
It doesn't matter. It depends where you're from. Deb is fine.
It's like Jen, Jennifer, Jenny, all three. Yeah. Anyways, there are pockets in our home where I was telling my husband that this room feels really dark and it like almost dungeony. And so I totally get what you're saying about the feeling of room. So for me, my emotional idea for our house is light, airy, happy, warm, and welcoming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is your home, are you in an apartment? Are you in a house? Well, tell me a bit about your house or your
home. We are in a big house, two stories, lots of open space. Mm-hmm. So it's 5 bedrooms, 3 bath, has a big play space for the kids, mm-hmm. backyard. It's a nice open concept.
Okay. So the first place I want you to think about is the entry to your home, because to me, that's almost the soul of a space. You know, my associate calls the entry of a home the cleavage, which I love that word.
Ooh.
Right? Because it's just giving you a little bit of the sexiness of what's going on in the house, but it's not giving you the whole shebang, right?
Oh, I love this analogy. Yes.
Right? So the entry is a very good place to start. Even if you live in a studio apartment, you walk in the door, what do you see? What do you feel? Tell me what you want the entry of your home. If you could picture an entry, how would you want it to look? Do you know?
Like, what do I want in there? Or the feel?
Yeah, like what you're in your wildest dreams. Would you want it to be just beautiful white or cream and just family photos or a great big mirror? Or what do you want in your entry home? Do you like to collect things? Are there certain things that you enjoy?
I think the feeling would be you are welcome here, and like a big bench, a mirror, a tree or some kind of like artificial plant. Not so much a family photo right there, but a lovely piece of artwork, just something that says, yes, like you come refresh your soul in this house.
Okay. Okay, good. So now that's your entry, because everyone has a different definition, believe it or not. I've done entry spaces where clients have hung their bicycles in the entrance, you know? So it's just the entry to me is really, it's really like we say the cleavage. Yeah. So if you know, okay, this is what your entry is. So now let's talk about how to create a healthy, happy, beautiful home and how to decide on what to do. When you know you want this, when you want this kind of home, if you're an artist, you want a certain kind of home. If you're a family with five kids, your home has to be very different than empty nesters.
Right.
So there are certain things that you always want in order to keep a happy, healthy home. One is you want to stay away from chemicals. Okay. So that's something you want to put on your list, as non-toxic as possible.
Okay.
Meaning non-animal based. Leather has over 250 chemicals. Over 80,000 chemicals are approved for the textiles industry, and less than 1% are tested.
What?
Okay. So years ago, I used to buy leather beanbags for children's spaces. I was literally having a child sit in something that's surrounding themselves with formaldehyde, arsenic, lead, chromium, and the list goes on and on. So stay away from animal-based materials and fabrics. There are fabulous alternatives. Stick with natural fabrics. Stick with organic cottons, linens, just things that are as less toxic as possible.
Okay.
Okay. So that's number one. Number two, again, no chemicals. No chemicals. As few chemicals as possible. Number three, you want things to be as organic and sustainable as possible. I am a believer in energy. I really am. And I think whatever you bring into your space, you want it as free from tragedy or despair as possible, because you're bringing that energy into your home. So you want things that are reclaimed. You don't want to have to get a tropical wood, because that tropical wood has despair written all over it because of the laborers, because of the animals, the orangutans, everything depleting our forests an acre a second. So you want to get things that are reclaimed if possible. Again, this is all you do the best you can. Mm-hmm. You want to avoid clutter if possible. Now, I know that's very hard with children. So here's what you can do. Less is more in your furniture. I'd rather you have a bare space for now when your kids are little and running all over the place than have a beautifully furnished space where your children are destroying everything because they're kids and they don't have a place to run if you don't have a yard.
Right.
Be practical. Be practical in your approach. Mm-hmm. If you have a tiny home and you see a sectional sofa that you're dying over, well, that's ridiculous. Don't get it. It's not going to fit.
Right.
Buy your big pieces first. Your big important pieces. Because those are pieces that you want to last for the next 15 years. Furniture is expensive. Yes, there's great things to fill in, Target, this and that, IKEA, all that stuff is wonderful. But it still adds up. Mm-hmm. So I say get the big staple pieces first that can last a lifetime. Don't get an electric blue couch. You might like it today, and next year you might say, what the heck did I do? Was I drunk when I bought this couch?
Right.
If you like pops of strong, bright colors, put them in the accessories, put them in table lamps, put them in throws, put them in pillows, because in a year or two, you're just getting rid of a pillow or you're just getting a new cover for it.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you want a clean home, I always go towards neutrals. To me, neutrals are very good for the head.
Mm-hmm.
Because a very clean, uncluttered home is an uncluttered mind, and it allows your children and your family to grow and feel secure. Children, just like adults, feel anxious in very messy spaces.
Mm-hmm.
It's uncomfortable when you're in a messy space where things are everywhere and there's too much to look at.
Right.
Our brain doesn't like that. Our body doesn't like that. We are sensory beings.
Mm-hmm. No, you're so true. And when we have all of the stuff all over, it's you can see it in your kiddos and you can feel it inside of yourself too.
Yes. Yes, you can. So it's very important in order for children, especially, to feel secure, protected, and independent, create an environment that nurtures that.
Right.
And that doesn't mean a poster of Superman.
Right.
That means creating an environment that is clean and healthy and doesn't have chemicals.
Right.
So you want to get tables that are low and nothing that shouts out at you, especially when you have young kids, because there's so much junk that you're in the house already with all their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You want to use paints that are non-toxic. Paints have VOCs, which are called volatile organic compounds. They're very, very dangerous and they off-gas. Off-gas means that when you paint the walls with a typical paint, and you know how they say wait a couple of days because of the smell, the paint will dissipate. Well, yes, you can't smell it, but those chemicals are still there and they don't go away.
Right.
And that's called off-gassing. So you want to get paints that have low VOCs. Very important. And I would go again for soft, neutral colors. I'm mm-hmm. a believer in that.
Mm-hmm. So what are your, this is so great. So neutral colors, I love the idea of being able to pop with accessories. So throws, rugs, pillows, art, that's fantastic. What would you say are your favorite places to buy? Let's talk about the staple items and then also the accessory items. Like, how do we know when to splurge and what to splurge? And I told my husband too, I'm like, I want to do it all at once, but we got to pace ourselves. So basically, like, how do we get started with this?
How you get started with it is make a list, be organized.
Okay.
Look at your space. You have a space that's 10 by 10, a small bedroom, let's say, right?
Uh-huh.
Look at your space and do a simple layout of it. You can do it even by hand. You measure it. You look up what a queen bed is, a 5x7, 6x8, a king, whatever it is. And you put it in there. That way, when you go to the store and you have a plan in your head and you don't go off base. You know, it's funny. When I go shopping with clients, half the time I say, I'm bringing the hook in. We're going for a certain thing. They're like, oh, but look over there. Look over there. You know, it's like everyone gets like major ADD. So go with a very specific plan. Today we are going to shop for the bedroom, or today we are going to look for a bed. And that's it. You're not going to veer. You're not going to veer. You can always come back tomorrow. So make a little layout of your space so you understand. For example, coffee tables. You want to make sure between the coffee table and the sofa that you have about 2 feet mm-hmm. in between the edge of the coffee table and the sofa. That gives a child, you can go 18 inches, but 2 feet is better for kids because they're always running around and falling. So you want to have a simple layout. Okay. Then you go to the store and you know your dimensions. And what you can do is then you say, oh, we can only fit a 5 foot sofa, 6 foot sofa. Here's accessories are very easy to get. Target's great. I mean, there's a million places for accessories. Amazon's great. I'm a believer that for the big pieces like a sofa, you have to spend a little bit more if you want a healthy. There's no free lunch.
Yeah.
You know, and we do a lot of our custom sofas for clients, even when they're on budgets because they have the sofas. It's like an investment, you know, it's for the next 20 years. And again, it's not $100,000, but it's not a $500 sofa.
Right.
But if that's all you can afford, then just get one that doesn't have down in it. And probably will have foam. Foam is also full of pesticides, full of chemicals, but it's better than down, in my opinion. Okay. I don't know, it's one half a dozen the other. And but at least it's not animal-based. Because remember, animal-based, not only if you don't care for animals, you're also destroying the environment. Because cattle, they graze on tremendous amounts of acreage and land. And it takes 3 years for a calf to be slaughtered for their skins. So that's 3 years of them grazing and producing methane, which is more toxic. Cows, the leather industry is more toxic than the automobile industry. It is one of the biggest pollutants in the world. So think of those things when you're going for your purchase. You have your layout, you know your sizing. try to stick with things that are organic and non-animal based.
Okay.
Right away on the top of your head. Try to stick with things that are neutral in color. Also, for the big pieces, do the big pieces first. Kind of like we buy the black dress and then we worry about the accessories. Think of your home like the black dress that we all own.
Mm-hmm.
Big pieces, the black dress, get first.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you also want to make sure, a couple things that I always like. You want something that has, that makes you feel all cushy and gooey inside. So for me, it's like in every space I have, like our home is modern. My husband has very modern taste. So the home is kind of a mix because I'm more personally traditional in my taste. But I have a bowl from my grandmother that's probably 100 years old that she just cooked 1,000 pasta dishes in it. And she was an immigrant from Italy. And I have that bowl and it has a huge crack in it. And I have that on the center of a very, very modern counter. That makes me smile every time I walk by that bowl. And it's perfect imperfection. And that's what you want in your home.
Yeah.
The Japanese have a term called wabi-sabi. And wabi-sabi is the art of perfect imperfection.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have something and it's aged and worn, it has a beautiful story to it. So you want that in your spaces as well. Just because something is a little worn looking, it can have a beauty to it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you want is you want to make sure you bring in a bit of biophilic design. Biophilia is the art of bringing nature into your spaces. It lowers our blood pressure. It keeps us healthy. It releases endorphins. The color green releases endorphins to people, which is our happy hormone.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to bring in some form of biophilia. If you live in an apartment that has no light at all, then just have a beautiful piece of art of a forest or the beach or something bringing the outdoors in.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very important in spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So those are like certain things that I think you really have to stick to.
Mm-hmm.
And less clutter. Don't overdo the accessories.
Yeah.
They build dust, they're a pain, and for kids, they're going to break them.
Yeah. And I think you really hit it, you know, on the head there, talking about how less is more. Less is more in everything, toys, design, just all the things for the home, just really focusing on what you need, what you love, but also in the minimalist way as possible. You know, I think that's really, really great way for our moms to comprehend how to create this space of peace and joy and just almost like an at-home sanctuary where we can just come and grow and connect and thrive. I always tell our moms, like, our homes should be a source of purpose and intention and connection, not a source of stress. And I think when we get intentional with our living and what's in our home, that's a really strong foundation to start. So Deborah, thank you so much for coming on today and for sharing your tips with our audience and all of your design secrets and just great to hear just your perspective and how we can create a safe and healthy home and a beautiful home for ourselves and for our family. Where can our listeners be in touch with you and all that you have to offer?
Thank you. If they'd like, they can go to dimaredesign.com, D-I-M-A-R-E, design.com. And they can contact me that way. My email is Deborah@dimaredesign.com, but I have Outlook. Sometimes that goes to spam. So just go on the website. It's better. And also I wanted to mention that I'd like to offer 20% off on our new online chemical and cruelty-free nursery and kids room design course. I'm really proud of it. And there's a coupon, Blossoming Mom 20. And it's a great course. We have experts on it. And it's just, I'm thrilled with the course. I'm really, really happy with the way it came out. And I think your audience would really enjoy it.
Cool. Awesome. And we will link that for you ladies in today's show notes. Deborah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's show and are taking at least one action step forward in your motherhood this week. Did you know that I have a Facebook group just for the Blossoming Moms community? This is a place where moms just like you come to connect, share, and be inspired and encouraged to create a meaningful motherhood. Don't miss out, Mama. Join the community today by going to blossomingmoms.co/Facebook. And if you haven't yet, come connect with me on Instagram at blossomingmoms_co. That's C-O. Mama, I am always here for you and cheering you on daily. If you want to learn more about me and the Blossoming Moms community, be sure to head over to blossomingmoms.co. That's C-O. There you will find programs, e-courses, free downloads, and more, all designed to help you create the meaningful motherhood that you desire. It's time to shine, Mama. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you back here, same place, same time, next week.